The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. It's a change of venue for a minute. Alan will be back. Maybe. I think he will. I finally woke up. Please excuse my voice. This is the best I've sounded since the day after Christmas. But I didn't want to make y'all uncomfortable with my voice and my breathing, but I seem to be better this morning. So I got up and decided to come and try to help somebody who got sick yesterday, Al.
Are we on?
Yeah, I'm talking. Oh, it's going to be a good show.
I think it is going to be a good show. The list for the muzzleloader contest are printing out.
Yeah, I know. And Chris is going to send the other one.
Okay.
We talked about it.
That's cool. So our phone number for the muzzleloader is 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Someone will wind up with a new muzzleloader today. And if, you know, you're not from a foreign country, we might be able to make a road trip and deliver that muzzleloader.
I thought we were going to Tennessee with the last one, but
No, we are not. So.
Yeah, I woke up here and I got Stan the truck driver man on the phone.
Yeah, he was
That's
on
where
it.
I woke up.
Oh, really? He was the next to last caller, so... Oh, my goodness. So Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
No illness.
You want to come over here and join us?
Don't take this personally, but no.
Well, I don't blame you a bit. I don't blame you one bit.
I'm going to stay in my own little secluded world and just kind of, you know, keep well and do my best to help those who are a little under the weather.
I think that's great. I think that's great.
You know, that's what I was doing. I was trying to help those under the weather, these two little rugrats under 3 feet. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, I'm super grandma. Okay. No problem. I'm
right.
Making it through this. There's no issues. I haven't gotten sick yet. I've had them all week. Day after Christmas, boom, down.
Yep. Yep. You went down. I hear the phone ringing in the background. So. That means somebody's
I know
calling
that.
Us. Yeah, I think that's cool.
I'm just staring at you to see how long you last.
I'm going to make it through the show. And after that, there's no guarantee.
I told Chris, I guess my turkey and dumplings are out for the day.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Because this is, I'm so dehydrated. I said I was trying to lose 5 pounds, but I didn't mean to lose it overnight.
In the first hour?
First hour of the new day, the new year, yeah. So.
I did hear you get up twice last night.
I did get up twice last night, yep, I did.
Yeah.
And it was not a pleasant experience.
And I didn't hear you get up for the show, though.
Really?
And I think I remember turning my alarm off. But
you did. You did. So, well, when I did get up, I was so dehydrated that I did stumble out the door. I didn't realize how dehydrated I was.
Oh, I heard you.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, it was, I surprised myself because, you know, we know people that get dehydrated and will just fall out. Well, I didn't want that to happen to me, so.
I would have slept through it. So.
Yeah, I know you would have. So, that's okay. All right. Hey, we've got Carl on the line. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, Carl. Hey, put me back on the text, you all.
Morning, how are you? What's going on, man?
Oh, just heading to the, going to do a little goose hunt this morning.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Where are you going?
Down Talbot County.
Talbot County. I was down through St. Michael's yesterday. More geese down there than I've seen anywhere on the shore.
Yeah, there's a lot in that area, too. Compared, I have a farm up Caroline County. And
right.
It's not much going on there. We got to have some cold weather.
I'm sorry, got to have some what? Cold weather?
Yeah, the cold weather gets some of the smaller ponds to freeze up. And
yeah, we'll have that. We'll have that next week, hopefully.
That's what it sounds like.
Yep. Exactly. So, but a lot of geese came in yesterday. I mean, a lot of geese were in the air yesterday. Geese were in the air. Swans were in the air. I wasn't anywhere in the snow goose range, so I don't know if the snow geese were flying or not. But there were a lot of canned geese in the air yesterday. So.
Yep, there seemed to be a little bit of a change. I know I've got a friend over in Delaware that said the snow geese were thicker than he's ever seen them.
Really?
Towards Milford down to Lewis.
Yeah. I have a.
But that's just another whole ball game. It's a tough bird to hunt.
It is. I have a friend that threatened to take me, this year. So we'll see, in that conservation season. So
yep.
If we can find some ammo, we'll go for snow geese. So.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. I know it. So see what happens. So.
Yep.
So you're in the contest, my man. Appreciate the
all
call.
Right. Yep, sounds good. I appreciate it. I love talking here and hearing in the morning.
Well.
And have a great day. Happy New Year.
Well,
thank you
so
and good
much.
Luck today.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
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 So, Robin, you got a lot of compliments while I was, trying to struggle through the first hour.
Oh, I did?
They said I needed the help.
Well, that's why I got out of bed. I was going to stay there.
Yeah. So.
But.
Well, I'm glad you did. I do.
I wish I'd heard the first part.
No, I told him how proud I was of you, that you come back and you do this in the morning. You're outside of your comfort zone a lot of times, but here you are.
I used to be.
Oh. Okay.
Now I'm kind of full of myself.
You're kind of what?
Full of myself.
Full of
I can't laugh today, or I won't.
All right. Well,
I need a cough button and a sneeze button, Chris. I need you. I need my panel.
He's got one. So let's talk to Clark. Good morning, Clark. And then I think before we go to Walt, we'll. Oh, I just got the text. All right.
I'm sorry. It's actually Clay.
Huh?
It's Clay. I accidentally put the wrong name in. It's
Clay,
not
Clay. Well, let's talk to Clay, and then we'll do our first break. Is that okay, buddy?
You can call me anything. I'll answer to almost anything.
You remember the old Budweiser commercials? You can call me Ray, and you can call me Jay.
Yeah. I
remember
something or other. I don't know.
Johnson.
Anyway, first of all, listening to YouTube makes me want to go back to bed.
I don't blame you one bit. That's why I wasn't coming on.
I don't blame you. Well, wow. Hey, look, we forge through this no matter what because we've got to be here, So
you're fighters. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Hey, years ago, I'm talking maybe 35 years ago at least, down home there on the Eastern Shore, we used to go, and I can't remember if it was pike, perch or herring fishing at a place called Red Bridges.
Yep, I still fish there.
Is that still popular? Because it was great back then.
Yeah, it's still popular.
Is that where you took me shad fishing?
Yep, took you shad fishing. And you'll never let me forget it.
Yeah.
We do some hickory shad fishing up there. And there are still herring in there. I've still caught perch, white perch, yellow perch, little stripers, some nice crappie. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff in there. So
yeah, we used to go there a lot. It was a pretty productive area.
Right.
It's really beautiful back there, too. It's just nice and peaceful, and I really liked it.
Anyway, I just wanted to wish you all Happy New Year and hope you feel better.
Well,
thank you.
On the contest.
All right. Well, thank you so
much.
Thank
you. You have a wonderful New Year.
Indeed.
You too. I'll talk to you all again.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right, Clay. Bye-bye. All right. So we talked about shotguns last hour. It says great Browning shotguns from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. But, you know, I want to talk about the some of the rifles that they carry. The number one on my list is the X-Bolt, just the standard X-Bolt. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available. It comes with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. I'm pleased with the forerunner to that, which I own, which is an A-Bolt. So next time I'm looking for a rifle, I'm going to step it up to the X-Bolt. Now, they do offer the Hell's Canyon version of that. That comes with a composite stock. It comes with this Arid Urban ATAX camouflage composite stock. The barrel has a Cerakote finish. It's fluted, a Sportus barrel with a threaded muzzle brake. You know, if you want to put a suppressor on there, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger. This is another bolt action shotgun. Bolt action centerfire rifle. The Hell's Canyon comes in three versions: Speed, which is a little shorter, a little lighter; the Long Range, and then the McMillan models. So check all those out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The website is Clydesports, two S's in the middle, .com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop. So we remodeled the house and wanted to do something with the fireplace because it really was non-functional the way it was. I mean, it would function. It was a nice fireplace. We just really didn't feel like messing with it. So we considered a hole in the wall that needed fixed. Well, we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island. They are the premier stove, fireplace, and hearth dealer in the region, and we selected a gas fireplace insert made by a company called Enviro. The model number is EX35. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And here's the thing. You know, you better shop pretty quick because the supply chain and worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay the idea of owning a new insert. So I would act now. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. That's BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, T-man, a rebel lures too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept a cooking.
White lightning.
White lightning. All right, we've got some callers on the line. If I can figure out who we have. Let's see, that would be...
We have Walt.
Walt. Good morning, Walt. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm calling, wish you all Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'm a long-time listener. I think I've been listening to you ever since you was in on Eastern Avenue within that gun shop down there.
Oh, my. That's right around the beginning, yeah. That was
yeah.
2000.
Every time,
yeah.
Every time I'd go hunting on a Saturday morning, I'd turn you on and listen to you until I got to the shop.
Yep.
To the farm.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yes,
good.
Sir.
I just want to wish you all a Happy New Year and put me on for the gun contest.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Walt.
Thank you. Bye.
And take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. That was nice. That was very nice. A lot of people, what do we say, 33 years now? 1988, we went on the air.
Yep.
Took a little break for a year or so and then came back with the Outdoorsman radio show. It was the old Maryland Sportsman, but I've been doing the radio thing for a long time. Robin, you're relatively new to it.
I wish I remember the day I actually came on the first time.
Well, I don't know if that picture has a date.
No, it doesn't. Because it was a summer day when I came on.
Was it?
I thought. It wasn't winter.
Ah, okay.
Because I had on a tank top.
I do remember that. Yes, indeed. So, cool. All right. I think that we will call Carl the last caller for the muzzleloader contest.
Okay.
Okay, and then when we take the break, we'll print it out. We'll print out the list. Most of them are printed out now, but we will make not Carl. What am I saying? Yes, Carl.
No, I've got some more. I'm in the process of sending you some more names.
Oh, you're sending more names?
Walt will be the last one.
Walt, okay. That sounds good. All right, so who's our next caller? That's all I want to know.
We have none.
Oh, good. Well, then that makes it a nice place to take a break with Walt, right? I see. Oh, I see. You switched over to the joint test.
I asked you to.
I know, and I'm glad you did. So you can see the names, too. So, all right, so Walt is our last caller. Caller for the muzzleloader contest. Chris is sending those sheets, and I will send them to the printer, and we should be good. Right, Robin?
Right.
Got it.
Whatever you say.
I have no idea what I'm saying. You folks are still welcome to call in. We are not going to... You know what we are going to do, though? Next week, we have tickets to give away for the Great American Outdoor Show. They were mailed. Might get them today or tomorrow. I didn't want to talk about it until we got them in hand. But we will be able to send, I think they're sending us 12 tickets. So we'll be able to send a dozen people to the Great American Outdoor Show in
cool.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What do you think?
Cool.
I like it. So, oh, my goodness. So, Chris, I see. Okay, I got it. Got you, buddy. And that would be those two. Okay, cool. So, what are we doing? I'm losing track here, Robin. You gotta
That's
keep
all right.
Me
I need keep... the. I need. Did you bring the ones you printed
no,
out yet?
Not yet. I'll get them. I haven't been back there since the top of the hour. So, why don't we do this? Why don't we do the second break, which is a long one, and I'll be able to print these out and bring them back. What do you think?
That's fine.
All right. Hey, you know, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater, the hunting department is going full blast. There's a fine selection of firearms from Gunrunner Arsenal. The waterfowl department has decoys and blind bags and ammo, and they are an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. You don't find that everywhere. Matthews and Hoyt compound bows and Mission 10-point and Wicked Ridge crossbows are on hand. A large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and even Habit brand camo. You can draw your archery skills on the Monster Video shooting wall, too, and they have deer corn. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, is located at 3137 Solomons Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. That phone number, 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is your local crabbing headquarters, and they have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. And we will be right back after the following messages.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is, Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new, February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Salad Annie, you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down and buy the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a toast sack. Pork salad, Annie.
I think that's good, Chris. Thank you. I was letting it go out a little bit because we had somebody walking back slowly to the room.
Oh, I was. We still have the last two sheets printed, so.
That's all right. We'll get them.
We'll get them. Okay. We'll get everybody.
Chester's on the phone. Dear.
Hey, Chester. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Happy New Year. I'm doing fine.
Good. Better than me.
It's a double whammy for me today. I got New Year's and I got my anniversary all in one day.
Oh nice.
Who planned that?
Yeah, it just happened that way. My mother introduced me to her on New Year's Eve, going into New Year's, and we're still celebrating 26 years together, 25 married.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I'm calling you because I have a disturbing thing to tell you. It's
no.
Nothing bad, but I need you to know about it.
Go for
my
it.
My uncle, I'm not going to tell you what state or anything like that. Just keep it. I'll just tell you what's going on. He got sick. He went in. They tested him. He had COVID.
Right.
So they sent him home, told him he had to quarantine himself for 7 days.
Right.
Well, that night, he wasn't feeling too good, so he took something for the cold. And what he took cured him. The next morning when he woke up, he was feeling good. So he scheduled himself to go back into the doctors, and they cleared him of COVID. But when he told the doctor what he used, the doctor, pawned it off, and when he got his paperwork in the mail 2 days later, they backtracked it for 7 days. Why would they do that?
Follow the money, my friend.
Well, let me tell you what he took. He took Theraflu.
No kidding.
Can you believe that?
I can, yeah. Yeah, of course I can.
Why would the government do that? You would think they'd want people to know that so we can get through this a lot quicker, a lot better. I don't understand that. And I told them, I said, don't try to buck the system because you never know what they're going to try to do. So I just figured I'd call you and tell you, okay?
Well, the amount of money
that
hospitals receive.
They want you to depend on them.
With the amount of money that the hospitals receive and the doctors receive, when you have a positive COVID patient in your care, is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just wanted you guys to know that, okay?
Yes, sir, buddy. I thank you for that.
You guys have a happy new year.
You do the same. Thanks.
All right, bye.
So that's very interesting. That's a very interesting call, Theraflu. And it's, of course, anecdotal. So I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to recommend it. I'm just going to, let them believe what they believe. And here's the thing. There are no elective surgeries being scheduled right now except for open heart surgeries that are emergency surgeries.
That's not elective.
No, that's I just said there's no elective.
You said elective except.
Well, it's okay, but necessary, urgent, okay? So to make up the difference for all those common practices, the colonoscopies and the endoscopies and all the stuff that you would, normally have done voluntarily, the hospital revenues have shrunk significantly during COVID. So the government stepped up and said, we understand that, so here's some money in the meantime.
I didn't think they had cut off voluntary service surgeries.
Elective
again.
Surgery? Yeah.
Again. I know it was before, and they brought it back.
Right.
I didn't think they had cut it off again.
Yep. So, yep.
So, okay, you're not answering my question, but that's
well,
all right.
Well, that's what I've been hearing.
They just want to keep us all in a state of confusion.
Yeah, exactly.
As they do the shell game.
Yep.
And the smoke and mirrors game with us.
I mean, they've got themselves in trouble with these mandatory mandates now that, you know, you've got healthcare workers that can't go to work because they've chosen not to be vaccinated, you know.
And or soap opera stars.
Or the military saying.
The military, or yes, you're absolutely right.
They took off my favorite soap opera star, so I had to say it.
I know you did. So, Steve Burton.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Got it. So, Chris, we are waiting for the final paperwork to print out, and of course, I've got to go out of the room to find that. So, Robin, can you handle this for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're so keeping people alive right now or awake.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
let's hope there isn't a paper jam like there was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Robin, let's hope there's no paper jam.
I heard it.
I'm going to look. I'll be back as soon as possible.
Go. Be off with you.
And I know
I'm planning on having a conversation with Chris.
And I know that was not that paper jam had nothing to do with you. It's mechanical.
Oh, it had to do with me.
No, I was bailing you out, and now you just messed that up.
Well, that's one thing that when we first got married, I love paper and printing,
mm-hmm.
and I save all my crochet patterns, all my recipes. My daughter says go digital, but that's not me. And he used to get so upset because I would print out so much paper. Now, he has given in and doesn't fight me anymore about it.
He's just picking his battles.
Yes.
Because the more he loses, the more bling he's got to buy you.
That's right. He learns slowly, but he learns. Nothing, hon. Not a thing. Yeah, no, I'm talking to you about Chris. Thank you. We're doing good here. We are carrying the show.
So we've got a fair number of names. I hope, you know, I've never seen this process where you assign numbers and then you put them in the phone and you cycle through the numbers and you pick a winner.
Yep.
How long does that process usually take?
A few seconds.
Okay, because, I mean, I know that there are people sitting by their radio going.
Oh, I know.
Hurry it up. You're running out of time.
I know.
What
fine.
Time is it anyway?
It's about 20 minutes. Yeah, it's about 20 minutes to 7.
This will take me a
and
minute.
And we've got another break to go to.
Yeah, okay, we do, well, Robin.
So. By the time we get done that break.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't tell the dates on here. Dang on it.
You don't have to be able to.
Well, I do it in order. Okay, I got it.
All right. So.
Order.
You have three other names.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Just say when, Robin.
Okay, give them to. Just text them to me, please.
I can't. They're all on email.
You can text me the names.
Just write down Michael.
Okay.
Jameson.
I didn't know our grandson was in.
He's too young anyway.
Okay.
And it's Jamie, J-I-E-S-O-N, and Ed.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
That's cool. Easy peasy. Well, we will know momentarily, and then after we announce the winner, we can take our last break. Right, buddy?
That's correct.
Yeah. So I see the Anne Arundel County program of the Deer Bounty Massacre is still underway.
That is sinful.
I agree it's sinful. Yeah, you ought to see some of the proposals coming up for the regulations for 2022. Not fun, especially when it comes to deer. I'll just give you a little preview. You know, they have extended a couple of years ago, and we fought this vehemently, to shoot, you know, for deer cooperators, people who have a deer permit, to apply for a nighttime shooting permit. And several of the farmers around the area did, and I think it's somewhere around 30 farmers have done that. So they were allowed to shoot deer February and March, okay? Now they, being pushed by the Farm Bureau, they want to be able to shoot deer at nighttime from February through the end of July.
Not a good idea.
What happens to those fawns that are born in May, June, and July? They're either shooting the little baby fawns with spots on them, and you've got to utilize the meat, or you're guilty of wanton waste, okay? Or you're shooting a doe that is weaning her fawns, or you're shooting deer that haven't had their antlers fully formed yet. You're shooting the bucks too,
or you're shooting in the dark and you don't know what's further down the road as far as your
good point. Good point.
Because, I mean, that is one of the rules. Know your backstop.
Know your backstop. So we will see. We will see what happens at the meeting. The conference call is coming up, I believe, on the 11th. And after that, there will be a public comment period. And once the final concept has been hashed out, we will share it with our listeners. But I already know that these proposals are out there. I guess it goes from concept to proposal. So we'll see. We will see. Here's the thing. I can't imagine how a responsible Department of Natural Resources, who is charged with managing the resources of the state of Maryland, which belong to all citizens, these are publicly owned resources, white-tailed deer, squirrels, possums, anything and everything, game and non-game animals, belong to the citizens of Maryland. I can't imagine the citizens of Maryland being happy about farmers being able to shoot deer at night in the fawning season.
Well, unless it affects their pocketbook, they don't care.
Well, it does affect their pocketbook.
Well, that's just it, but they don't know that because, you know, they're also, a lot of these people are also a member of a animal-friendly group, and they don't realize that they themselves are a pain in the butt.
Oh. Well, yeah, some of them are. No question. They're still playing that stupid commercial where the polar bear ice flows are melting and they'll soon lose their pot. You know, I see this. I'm like, when are you people going to stop promoting a lie? You know?
Exactly. It's like, what do you think happened before man showed up?
Exactly.
Yep. And I get a big kick of when, you know, during the summer months. Well, we hit a daytime high of like 105 back in 1933.
Right.
I don't think anybody cared back then.
No.
Other than, where are we going to go to get cool?
Yep, exactly. So, how you doing over there, girl?
Just be a minute.
Just need a minute. Okay.
Please.
Yep, you got it. She has to put a number with everybody's name, and then she goes on her phone to a random number generator.
I got a duplicate page. Hold on.
So, Alan, while she's doing that, when is all this, when's this next session supposed to take place? So that way people can make their comments, let their voices be heard, because, you know, that's the beauty of democracy.
Here's the thing, though. We're not talking about regulation, or we're not talking about legislation. We're talking about regulation, doing it through the regulatory process.
Okay.
Since the framework is already in place for night shooting, okay, so now under the broad authority of the DNR, they can expand any nighttime shooting on their own, barring, you know, public opposition. So I think there ought to be some public opposition to that. So,
and that's why I was asking, you know, what the situation is, so that way people can get on the ball and start making their voices heard.
Right. Well, the conference call is on the 11th, and then after that, after all the comments from all the stakeholders, all the user groups involved in hunting, then they will come out with their proposal. It's a concept, then it becomes a proposal. And I'm sure there will be some opposition to this. I would hope so, you know. So I would hope that National Deer Association and Maryland Bowhunter Society and others would step up and voice their opposition. How you doing, Robin?
I had a duplicate page. I have to change something. It's going to take me just a second. I'm sorry.
Okay. Chris, why don't we take the last break, okay? And when we come back, honestly, folks, we didn't think it would take this long, but we'll take the last break, and we will pull the name immediately after that, and I'm sorry for the delay. You ready, Chris?
Whenever you are.
I'm ready. Let's talk about shotgun shooting sports. Now, our buddy Matt Hollis at Legacy Waters went to Clyde Sports Shop the other day and bought an over and under. I'm not sure which one he bought, but if you're into the shotgun shooting sports, you like using the over and under for upland bird hunting, take a look at the Satori models. There's a 725 Satori Sporting that's built for sporting clays. It's got the 5 and Vector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing combs, and it's available in 12 and 20 gauge, and a 725 field model is available too. Then there's the Satori CXT, comes with the composite stock and so forth. It's not as expensive as the 725, but it's still got all the guts. You know, it has the backboard technology, the Invector Plus choke tube system. And then, of course, there's the White Lightning. All Satori shotguns feature chrome-plated chambers, triple trigger systems, backboard technology, Invector Plus choke tube system, including the White Lightning. So check out those over and unders from Browning at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. You know, winter is here. We're in winter now, but spring is right around the corner. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check out the entire selection of those great tables and chairs, weatherproof, poly outdoors and patio furniture, those Adirondack chairs, there's like 300 or 400 in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island, and you'll find swing sets for the kids to use in the spring and storage sheds. You'll see all that in Backyard Billy's Backyard. They offer free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty
protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
You ready, Alan?
A place where
I'm ready.
Squares can have a ball.
Okay. We have a winner.
Who's our winner?
I don't know where he is from, but Ed Gray. Ed Gray. One of our callers, Ed Gray.
Ed's been entering the muzzleloader contest almost as long as we've had it.
Really?
Yep.
Well, then congratulations, Ed.
Yep, congratulations, Ed.
If you can, call in. If not, we'll get a hold of you after the show or after Alan wakes up. One of the two.
Yeah. We'll get your address and make that delivery to you here shortly. So we got to deliver Joe's too, you know. December. Right?
It has been a crazy, crazy month.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea.
Well, I had to get up. I had to start my New Year's with two of my favorite three male figures in my life.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Chris and you and Chris.
Somebody else and who?
Thank
and
you, Robin.
Jameson.
Gotcha.
You, Chris, and Jameson.
Got it.
I couldn't, you know, it wouldn't have been right to start the New Year any other way.
Well, under the circumstances, it would have been perfectly understandable that, you know, you stayed in bed, but we appreciate your help with taking care of the names and so forth, because Mr. Allen was like, he's a hurting puppy.
I'm checked out.
He's gone now. Okay. Yep. I was really worried because my breathing had not been as good as it is today, and I was really worried about catching my breath and not be able to talk. So that my dad's had a stroke, and he does that all the time, and you feel sorry for the person. I didn't want to sound like I was, you know, on my last doorstep or something, because that's what it felt like for those couple days. You can't catch your breath, and that's such a scary feeling.
Yep. So.
This girl just burned her ex-boyfriend in effigy. They, down Times Square, everybody's burning what they want to get rid of for 2021. So it is It's pretty interesting to see what one person just burnt 2021.
Now, is this on one of the
news shows?
Channels?
Just gotcha. On Channel 11. I turn on local news. Hold on just one second.
I'm actually surprised that a lot of these places, let me see, I think Fox did their show from Nashville. And then, of course, I'm sure the other networks were doing theirs from Times Square, and I'm surprised they actually did that this year. In light of the fact that New York has got one of the highest numbers as far as crime, and then an increase in COVID cases.
I got it. I was amazed there were no more masks. There were no masks almost on Times Square.
Yeah, people are tired of it. They're just tired.
But I understand that people are tired of it, but to have that many people in one space with it, healthcare provider, I'm a freak about it. It's just me.
Well, remember, too, you had all those people walking through the streets, burning down cities, and they weren't wearing masks.
Bingo, that's true, too.
So, you can't say one thing about one group and then just dismiss what another group is doing because it was the same thing. Except,
right.
Here people are celebrating. There they were burning down cities and basically just looting their own neighborhoods.
Yeah, you couldn't say a lot to any of those people. When it comes to that, I have some major problems that we can't go in and stop that. That we don't have a stronger police presence that goes in and just says, that's it, we're done. You're all going away.
And what I find funny is that, I don't say funny, but the irony that some of these mayors of some of these particular cities, they were the ones calling for the removal of the
police departments.
Now they're calling, please help us. A crime is out of control. And a certain person said, hey, if you're having this problem, I will gladly send the National Guard. But I can't send it unless you ask for it. And they turned him down.
Right. Yep, that is so true. So true. And I'm on the same page with that. When I heard that anybody was asking for that, the way our country's been lately, I just thought they have totally lost their minds. But we're going on to a new good year, right?
Exactly.
It's going to be positive. Prosperous, please, God.
Yes, I think we're going to be on the upswing, and this nation is going to come out a lot stronger than it has been the past several years.
I agree.
Especially the past, 11 months?
Oh, man, it has been rough for everybody. But we appreciate you all. We love having you here. Alan and I are looking forward to the new year with you. And everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Enjoy your family and friends. And 2022, here we come, and we're going to have fun.